starting off with just the reason why you decided to run for mayor in Fort Madison.
Well, Jason, the people of Fort Madison have watched their town deteriorate for the last several years. As far as businesses go, we've had a lot of businesses close, and things just seem to be needing some attention. And I feel like I'm a person who is motivated and energetic and can take our town into the future by giving it my time and my energy.
How would you go about working to not only keep businesses but add more small businesses? What would be your plan?
We've had some challenges since we've gotten the bypass put around us, and it has caused a few thousand less cars to come through our city a day. So we're going to have to work really hard on attracting new businesses and kind of supporting the ones that we already have. It's tough to make a living when your travel has dwindled because of a bypass being put around you. So I intend to make it more accessible to businesses, more friendly to businesses, get people to shop local as opposed to driving out of town. But to do that, you need a good variety of products that we can offer to the public. And I think that I am the person that can attract those businesses. I'm a friendly people person, and I think that I will be successful at reaching out to businesses that want to come to our town and put down roots here.
Obviously, Fort Madison is a part-time mayor position compared to like a Keokuk. What do you see as the role of Fort Madison's mayor? What should that position be doing?
Well, I think that position should be that, you're out and talking to the public. I've been out knocking on doors and talking to the public and asking them exactly what they want to see in our town. And I'll tell you, Jason, it's not really at all what I expected. Things that I see with my own eye are not always what other people see. And there are people that have lived here a lot longer than me that have just watched this town just sort of crumble. And they want a leader who will listen to them and pay attention when they have needs and concerns. And there's also a lot of great ideas out there that aren't being implemented because we just haven't had the leadership that wants to listen. And so that's really what I think I could bring to the office is, I'm a people person, and I love to talk with my friends and neighbors and people from one end of town to the other after I've knocked doors these last few months. And I just think that that's all that they really want in a leader. We have a city manager. We have a city manager that takes care of the budget. And we have a city manager who, takes care of looking out for any possibilities that may come our way. But a mayor should always keep their ear open and, get on the phone and see what other cities are doing and to attract their, the new businesses and the residents that they have coming to them. And we have an opportunity with our beautiful little river town here to boost up our tourism industry, and possibly with getting the new prison, there's a million possibilities that we could put into that. We'd like to all see a youth center, and that will be a lot of my main focus, is getting things for our town that have not had the attention paid to them that should be.
And that I was going to say is acquiring the prison, would that be something that you would work for also if elected?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's an exciting prospect for us. It's a huge piece of history. It was a prison before Iowa was a state. So it's on the National Registry of Historic Landmarks, and there's just a lot of possibilities. It's been upkept pretty well. There may be a few buildings that are going to probably have to go, but I can see a tourism, boom in there. We could have a museum and tours and possibly put a youth center in there. There's ball fields and basketball courts there's office space, there's just a million possibilities. So, yeah, that would be something that I think would be an absolute shame if we let slip right through our fingers.
In terms of infrastructure, I know there's a plan going on right now to improve streets, about a two-year plan. Should mm-hmm. it be a plan where it goes for these 2 years and then maybe wait a little while, or does this need to be turned into an every-year street rebuilding plan?
Well, you know, there are several streets that are being, you know, repaired with the $6.2 million grant that we just got, or I'm sorry, bond that we just got, but it's not going to be near enough. We're going to have to look at the long-term future when it comes to fixing all the streets that need it, you know, not just on certain parts of town, but there's just lots of streets that haven't really been looked at that people are having a lot of trouble with. And I think, you know, with our comprehensive plan that we have already paid for to have done, to move forward with that comprehensive plan, we have to, you know, start implementing some of the things that need to be paid attention to. That way we can head right into the future with our comprehensive plan in mind.
Any issue on your radar that maybe is not on the city's radar that you would bring up if elected, or maybe someone has raised the idea to you? Any of those things that are not being talked about that you think should be?
Well, I would say the youth center. I have been knocking doors for the last few months, and they said there's just about one in at least every five people are asking, what are you going to do for our kids? You know, we have no bowling alley or skating rink or much of a movie theater or anything for the youth in this town. And that is going to be priority one for me. You know, like I said, we have a city manager to carry on the city business of taking care of things that are, you know, going to need the attention, like the maintenance and this, that, and the other. But when it comes to our youth, that just has not been paid attention to at all. And I think that there's a bit of a disconnect between this mayor and the city council that we have over after-school programs and, you know, more accessible, centered, in-town friendly, child-friendly places to go. We have playgrounds in all of our parks. And, yes, we're going to put $25,000 worth of new playground equipment in each park with the $6.2 million bond, but that is nowhere near going to touch what we need to do for our teens. I can see a youth center with after-school programs, with the older kids tutoring the younger kids, and maybe a computer lab. I know that there's going to be grant money out there for such a thing, and I will be aggressively going after that. That is going to be priority for one for me. It's been ignored for way too long.
Does Fort Madison need to look more at annexation to grow its borders, to grow its base in that direction?
Well, you know, annexation is great. It's great to build your tax base up, but in voluntary annexation, I don't think I'm for. I think if people built their homes outside of the city limits for a reason that they had a reason to. If they voluntarily want to annex, that's great, and I'm sure it would be great for the city to just try to swallow up those properties, but in all fairness, I just am not in favor of involuntary annexation.
Probably the final thing, has the tone of this campaign surprised you at all?
Yeah, actually it has. I don't really know how to explain the ups and downs of my campaign, but all I can say is people have been involved, they've been engaged, and sometimes, you know, everybody's not going to agree with you. So I've learned a lot, but I absolutely wouldn't trade any of it for a moment because I have met so many new people and made so many new friends, and I am just overwhelmed with the support that I've gotten for our campaign. We are excited and cannot wait for November 5th, and hopefully January 1st, Fort Madison will see new leadership.